so happy that it's finally out. I finished it over lockdown, so it's just nice to finally have more new music out in the world. Actually, as I was releasing my first album, I already had started writing. I kind of write in advance of the next chapter of music. So I'd already kind of started writing bits. And then over lockdown, you know, it kind of became apparent, you know, we need to pick the songs and finish the songs that kind of suited this next chapter. And I think with the world the way it was, the songs that were the, you know, were the ones were kind of easier to pick. Given where my life has gone and where the world has kind of gone. So the EP ended up being quite a love EP and a strong woman, me just finding myself in my 30s and in my womanhood and, you know, being my authentic self. And so, yeah, it's like a collection of songs that sum that up, really.
Yeah, because I had a listen to it throughout the course of the week in full, all six songs that are on it, and that appears to be the common theme that runs through it. Some of the lyrics are very, very strong. The voice is fantastic and the music behind it as well is brilliant. So we might just maybe take a look at some of the songs in particular and have a chat about those. And one of my favourites is Safe Place and also FLY, which I love. So maybe just tell me a little bit about Safe Place first.
So Safe Place I wrote actually when I was in the middle of a pretty tough health battle with endometriosis, which I've spoken about publicly before. You know, I was living in chronic pain every day and no doctor could really figure out what was wrong with me. And it was really affecting my body, my mental health. Physically, I was struggling to walk upstairs. I was having to cancel a lot of work and I was in the middle of also touring. So it was really grueling on me, and especially my mental health was taking a massive toll. And my partner, my fiance, Ollie, the song is really about him because he really was the only person who saw me 24 hours a day, kind of really struggling. And I was kind of putting on a brave face to the rest of the world. And he was there for me and really helped me out of those dark times and dark places that I would go to. And I remember him saying to me, because we write together, and he said, we should write a song called Safe Place. And then I said, well, you're my safe place. And it's about people, you know, really realizing, especially in this day and age with mental health being such an important thing and an epidemic of its own, to really find your safe place and to find those people who support you and love you through it all and to talk to those people. And so the song is really talking about Ollie and my family really taking me out of those dark times.
And the song was released in May, towards the end of May, and it got a fantastic reception as well. People really, really enjoyed it. And you touched on it there, the fact that you write with Ollie. How is that? Is this easy and maybe challenging at sometimes?
It's actually easy because you don't have to pretend. Like sometimes when you're writing with new people, you have to be, you know, careful about ego and polite. And if you don't like an idea, you have to be quite like psychologically able to say to someone, I don't really like that idea. But with Ollie and me, because we know each other so well, we kind of know each other. We know what we'll both like. And it's very easy to say, oh, I don't like that line, or, you know, and we're very solid creatively together. And we both have similar tastes in music, but also in other ways, we're quite opposite. And it's good to sometimes have that perspective in a room so that you're not just, it's not safe. It's like someone to challenge you. So I think that we're really good for each other creatively in that way. Yeah. And we don't take anything personally, so we can go home and not fight about it.
Yeah, I think that's always a positive thing as well. The new single then that's out today as part of that EP is The Way I Love You. That's the title track of the EP.
Yes.
And this one kind of encapsulates as well the powerful woman or finding yourself that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, this is the one song on the EP that kind of is different in theme because it's really about finding yourself as a woman and finding that strength. And I think definitely over the lockdown, especially with, you know, finding and producing the Irish Women in Harmony, really starting to see a lot of the amazing women come forward and stepping up and getting to the top and everything like that and being brave to speak out. I think The Way I Love You is really about being strong and being empowered and trusting yourself and trusting your gut. And for me, the song is really about, it kind of sounds like I'm talking about a relationship, but it's talking about walking away from anything toxic in your life, anything that doesn't serve you, anyone who doesn't appreciate you, anyone who's not treating you well in business, in work, in friendships and relationships. And it's really about saying, you know, I'm going to walk away from this because it's not really serving me. So that one's like the strong, like, badass woman song.
Yeah, and you touched on it there, the Irish Women in Harmony. We have to talk about that because you were one of the driving forces behind it. And essentially, you gathered around 40 of Ireland's best female artists around at the moment to record that fantastic version of Dreams by the Cranberries. You brought it out. It did so, so well. Pretty sure it went to number one. It was played on every radio station. And I think that was the stepping stone then as well for female musicians going forward to bring out their music and get airplay.
Yeah, I really hope it was. I think that we've definitely seen huge improvements with, you know, I think a lot more female artists in Ireland are starting to become household names, you know, like Denise Sharla and Lyra and Orla Gartland and Loa. And, you know, I think that that wasn't happening before. So I think that it's definitely been a huge platform and definitely contributed to hopefully helping people getting female artists in the country getting more championing and more support, because there really is just too much talent in our own country to ignore it, you know. So it's just been great to see the girls kind of going on and playing shows and releasing albums and getting some of the well-needed attention that they deserved.
We spoke to some of the musicians who featured on that Irish Women in Harmony song. One that comes to mind is Fia Moon and a couple of others as well. What do you think it is that kind of stops women from getting that recognition that they deserve? Is it because the market is crowded, or what do you think it is?
I think that there's a few things. I think that culturally in Ireland, I think sometimes we tend to champion international acts above our own. We tend to, you know, we want the big stars coming over, taking, you know, having the TV slots, having the radio interviews. But I think that sometimes we forget that, you know, we had Sinead O'Connor, we had Dolores O'Riordan, we've had the Corrs, we've had some unreal female musicians, and home support is where it starts, and home support is how it helps spread globally. So I think that as a culture, sometimes we need to remember, you know, we don't need to always wait for someone to go off and get famous in another country before we champion them here. We need to take the risk, and we need to know what talent is in on our own home turf and celebrate it. And I think also as well, what people forget is that in Ireland, we are not just like pop singers, or we have such a vast female artist genre. No, we all don't sound the same. Everyone has their own thing. And I think that that's something really different from a lot of other countries, especially as a songwriter, because I write for a lot of female artists. And a lot of them, I could give the song to a bunch of them. But with what I noticed with the Irish Women Harmony artists, they're all so different, and they all have their own lane. And I think that that's something that should be celebrated more on radio, on TV, that we're not all singing the same type of songs, you know, and we all have our own lane. And I think that that's something to be celebrated. So I think that as a culture and as a community, it's all about coming together and going, do you know what, these artists here. And I think lockdown showed that, because we weren't able to have the international acts over. And we got to see amazing talents on our TV screens that we never would have seen before. And I think that's just, I just hope that that continues when lockdown is over, or when COVID is over.
Yeah, and it's very important to support musicians at a grassroots level as well, and give them that platform going forward to maybe make them into the international superstar that a lot of people hope that they will be. The Irish Women in Harmony thing, yes, though, we'll park that for the moment, but I just wanted to say it's a brilliant, brilliant initiative. You raised very important funds for Safe Ireland, for the ISPCC as well, so well done on that.
Thank you so much.
To yourself, though. You, I suppose, started off really in the music industry as a songwriter, and that's where you were for the majority of the last decade or so. But around 2017, 2018, you brought out music and all that. So what was it in you that sparked that change from just being a songwriter to performing music as well?
Well, I think anyone who knows me knows I've always been a performer, and singing is my favourite thing to do. I love writing songs, but I love performing for people and just entertaining people. And you know, I'm used to having sing songs, the family, getting up singing songs. Like, I just love singing, and it's always been something that it just is very natural to me. And so being songwriting and not ever singing to me was like not fully fulfilling. And so for me, I wrote my first album kind of by accident. I just kind of was writing stories of mine from when I had been living in LA, and I played it to some people, and they're like, this is you, and this is, no one else can sing these. These are your stories. And I think that's what really sparked it. And then kind of meeting, you know, John Legend's management, who saw something in the album as well, and who wanted to sign me and work with me. So I think that that kind of sparked it. And a lot of artists that I'd have been working with as well were kind of like, you should be doing this. You're, you know, you like your voice, you should be an artist. So I just thought, why not? I think that I'm a multifaceted person. I'm an artist, producer, a songwriter. I never like to just do one thing. I'm always doing a million things. And this is just another creative outlet for me. And it's nice to have people that know me or like the songs that I've written, but it's also nice to get people who also come to my shows and love my artist music. And I think that you can do it all as a creative and not be bound to like, you're just this or you're just that. And I'm a firm believer in that. So once I'm just keeping myself creatively fulfilled, I'll keep doing it all for as long as I can.
Yeah, and we're going to play a couple of tracks taken from the new EP as well that's been released today from Ruth Ann. But in terms of live shows then, here in Ireland, we're kind of a good bit behind the UK, so to speak, in terms of live
yes.
shows. But I know you're going to be playing in a couple of weeks' time, actually, the 9th of September. You'll be supporting JP Cooper over in England.
Yes.
So you must be delighted about that and looking forward to playing some of the new music on stage.
I mean, I know it's been, it'll be, God, that'll be almost 2 years of me not doing a show live. So I'm absolutely so excited. And JP Cooper, I'm such a fan of his music. And so I'm really excited for it. And it'll just be nice to be in front of a crowd again. So yeah, I'm really excited to get gigging again. I think every musician and artist is itching to get back on stage, because that's where we also, you know, it's one of our favorite parts of doing this and doing music, is to see people enjoy the music. So really excited and hoping that the Irish government will finally address this and give us some answers and get us a roadmap, proper roadmap, so we can all get back to loving and seeing live entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be around this time as well that I'd be asking what the plans are for the future over the next couple of months, what you plan on doing in terms of live shows or bringing out new music. But you've other stuff going on.
Yes, I'm pregnant, so I'll be having a baby. I'm having a baby at the end of this year. So I'll be taking a little bit of time off for that and entering that new chapter. But I've already started my second album, which is my full. I have, you know, the EP is kind of in the interim. Because I didn't want to leave people waiting too long for new music. But this EP is definitely a hint of things to come. And then I'm already have started writing my second album. And there's definitely going to be more live shows next year. But at the moment, we're kind of waiting to see what the plan is. And then we can start announcing live shows.
Great stuff. Well, best of luck to you and to Ollie and to all the gang at home there. And hopefully everything goes well for the end of this year. And we look forward to seeing you back up on stage and bringing out new music as well in the new year. But that brand new EP from Ruth Ann is out today. The Way I Love You. You can check it out on all the usual places. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from it now. Ruth Ann, great to talk to you on the programme. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.